This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Brad, bringing the studio with
Jeff Sundu
and Christine Wong.
We are talking about Facebook's invasion of privacy. They've been caught paying people as young as 13 $20 for full access to their data. That includes stuff like private messages, their web history, their purchases on Amazon, all kinds of stuff. We've asked you guys whether or not you'd allow Facebook unfettered access to your devices. We've had some messages, of course. Over on Insta Story, Num Nicholson has said, hell yeah.
Wow.
To be
someone's
fair,
enthusiastic.
$20 is $20. Pang Jay Drin has said, if I get unlimited access to Mark's bank account, maybe I'll consider it. Now, over to Twitter.
Yeah, so on Twitter here, Justice for Adib says, they've been doing that for a while. Why pay us now? Interesting. Chip says, if the pay is as much as Mark Zuckerberg makes, then go ahead, take my phone away. Oliver Howard wants to hack the system. He says, sure, no problem. I'd get another device and SIM card and put a fake or secondary Facebook account there. They can go crazy snooping inside that device, and then I leave that device at home.
I heard that in the ninny-ninny-ninny kind of tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sounds a little bit like Matt, like what Matt Armitage would do as well. So, yeah, you know, create a fake account and then just like, kind of like spoof and destroy the data itself. Well, moving on to WhatsApp, Zahir says, like, maybe for $100,000 US, I may do it. Sue from KL says that imagine what kind of information and big data Facebook is able to harness when they combine all three, because they are integrating, as we spoke about it before. Facebook is going to integrate Instagram, Messenger and WhatsApp into like sort of like one big platform. So imagine what they could do to harness when all three platforms are combined. So Sue says, nope, won't let Facebook to do it, even if they paid me. Sue, my buddy, They're already doing all three of those. Mm-hmm. And then we've got one more that just came in. Kenneth says, it's a big no-no for me. The data that they get from us are primary data, and there are so much more things that they can do with this primary data. For instance, they could make a fortune just by selling these data to marketers that need this kind of information. It's breaching of my privacy, and they are benefiting out of this. But again, you know what, Kenneth, my buddy, they are already doing it.
You can listen back to Biz Bytes on Monday, Kenneth, when we talked about the three layers of privacy. You actually only have control over the first layer of privacy, is the stuff that you choose to share. Anything else after that,
gone.
It's already gone. They've already got all of that information. It's a bit too late.
Yeah. Also, if you're wondering, like, how, like, are they actually like snooping on you and stuff, just mention something on your phone. Say something out loud to your phone, like multiple times in a day. Like, for example, Barbie or Lego or, you know, peanut butter biscuits and stuff. Like, just keep saying it to your phone continuously for a whole day. And then you check back on your Facebook and Instagram and see what kind of ads you get the next day.
Even though they say it will be scary.
It was very scary.
I think it will be scary.
I mentioned peanut butter quick upits, which is so specific. And then they started popping up like quick upit like ads, like delivery, like snacks. And
there
I was like, what's happening?
All right, we got to move on. It's all getting a bit creepy.
Less creepy.
Story number three. Yeah. How do I stop bootstrapping and start asking for money, Chris?
Yeah. So this is coming from an article on Fast Company with advice from Maynard Webb, who like casually is the former COO of eBay. So someone asked him, how do you know when you're done bootstrapping and it's time to ask for money? So this is what Maynard Webb says. You know it's time to ask for money when you're confident your idea is working, you're onto something big, and that you will get a return for your investors. So whenever you do take someone's money, don't, you know, you have got to be sure that you're not going to call them up one day being like, I'm so sorry, I blew through it. You know, it's not, you know, an investment. You got to kind of think about it as like a loan, almost like from a bank or something. You know, you have to be kind of paying it back with interest. That's the idea. So, you know, what could give you a high degree of confidence that you're worth betting on? These are a few questions that you can think about, right? So, have you found that people like what you're offering? Do you have customers in the first place? How big is the space that you have? Do you have traction that gives you hope? What have you done before? Have you built a successful business previously? And also, do you believe that you will be wildly successful? And if you have positive answers to those questions, those are pretty good indicators that you are on the right trajectory. But, you know, you also have to examine how invested you are in yourself and your idea. If you're all, are you all in, or are you working full time on something else and like hedging your bets as well, right? So let's assume that you are onto something huge and that you're well positioned to solicit outside money. But now it's time to take a step back and wonder if you should ask for outside money as well, right? So here are a few kind of questions as well that you can ask yourself to see if you are ready to do that, right? The first one is, can you go as far as you need to on your own? So if you're doing well and you have the cash you need to get to where you're going, then don't take outside money. So at Web Investment Network, which is where Maynard Web does all this stuff, they tell their founders to have 12 to 8 months runway. And the longer the runway, the better, because it's always better to fundraise from a position of strength. He says, remember, raising money is like accessing credit. If you're a good company, a lot of people will want to give you money, and you can and should be very selective. The second question is, what's the cost? Obviously, as an entrepreneur, you want to maintain control. And as such, you would be concerned about dilution. And of course, investors, on the other hand, are looking for a fair deal and don't want to overpay. So you have to ask yourself, who gets the advantage, the founders or the investors, right? And if all goes right, there'll be a payday, and founders can kind of give up a chunk by accepting cash from others as well.
Picking the right investor is always a tricky one. We've done, you know, numerous events. We've done a networking series as well. And we've always talked about, and I get a lot of people asking, like, how do companies, startups pick that right investor as well, right? And most of the time, it kind of comes down to that entrepreneur's gut feeling. Like, I'm sure there will be some research about talking about how your gut feeling is, like, a little bit of science involved.
Yeah.
Because it's really important if you do pick. Just for example, just look at Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
Mm. I was just recently watching Shark Tank about how they go up to this, you know, this 4 or 5 sharks and they pitch this, you know, an idea. I always feel like if I was on Shark Tank and I have a product and stuff and all, like, even if this one shark offers me X amount of money and stuff, if I'm not like into his kind of, you know,
vibe,
I will actually turn him down.
Yeah, same.
But I see a lot of people on that show, they just beg for anything that they can get in Shark Tank, right? So yeah, it is a difficult challenge. Yeah.
I think the other thing to keep in mind is that when you do get an investor, if you realize that they're not playing the part in your company that you need them to, exiting from that relationship is going to take ages, and it's going to be full of troubles, right? Yeah. So you really do have to pick and choose very carefully.
Yeah, imagine kicking Mark Zuckerberg out of Facebook, huh?
He'd never leave. Nah. He'd never have to get, you'd walk out that door, he'd be stuck to the bottom of your shoe. Anyway, we should probably take a break. Music coming up from The Strokes with Reptilia. If you want to get in touch and discuss with us all about Facebook and whether or not you'd allow them full, unlimited access to your device if they paid you for that access, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments. And then when we wrap up, we've got one more story. Don't feel bad eating those cookies. You can blame it on your DNA. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.